At what point in your life did you discover your love for reading?
I would have to say I was probably 4 or 5 years old, maybe 6. And Sister Margaret gave me a book. It was The Little Engine That Could. And I just remember loving that book, the illustrations and the color. I loved that book. In fact, I still have it. And I would read it to my kids when they were younger. And then as I got older, elementary school age, I started gravitating towards historical fiction. I loved historical fictions. Johnny Got His Gun. That was middle school. That was later on. My Brother Sam Is Dead. A Light in the Forest, Johnny Tremaine, Slave Dancer, those were all great books, and that's what I tended to read. My first experience with really reading was probably those historical fiction books.
So you said your first book came from Sister Margaret. Did you receive all these early books as gifts, or did you go to a specific place to get them?
I don't really remember a specific place where we'd get our books at all. The library. My mom would take me to the library. I remember that she is an avid reader. I get that from her. I guess she has the reading gene. But I don't really remember a specific like bookstore that we'd go to. What I do remember is when we'd go on vacations or weekends. You know, we go to New Hampshire every summer or Niagara Falls, Gettysburg, Valley Forge. I remember going to those places, and we'd always go to a bookstore, and now we'd get books there. What's really neat about that is when I go visit those places now, I have the memory of the books I bought there, and when I come home and I see my bookshelf, I see those same books, and then I then remember the places I've been and the times I had there. So it's kind of a neat trade-off.
When you got older and moved away from home, did this change at all?
Well, when I first left home, I went to college. So, you know, I didn't really have a lot of time for what you call it, recreational reading, or it was, you know, classroom reading, mandatory reading. So, you know, busy with school and schoolwork, and I played sports, played soccer and ran track. So there wasn't really a lot of time for reading. It probably wasn't until I moved to Virginia a little bit later that I really started picking up on and having the time to read again. I didn't know anybody when I moved to Virginia at all. So there's a little bit of loneliness and homesickness. And I remember down the street from where I was living at the time was a small plaza. And I couldn't tell you anything that's in the plaza at all except for McKay's used bookstore. So I spent a lot of times at McKay's, and I guess became sort of my place to go whenever I needed a book. I remember the first time I walked in there, it was really, to me, beautiful. Just rows and rows and shelves of books. A lot of times they were just old, like soda crates, ginger ale crates and whatnot. And just rows and rows and rows of books, all categorized by different genres, romance, mystery, political thrillers, you know, like that. So it actually probably really expanded my love for books at bookstore because, you know, the library is all by author and alphabetical, and here everything is like, it was just right there for you. So I spent a lot of time at McKay's, and the smell, you know the smell of old books? That's what it smelled like. I love the smell of old books. What was really neat was they had, you could sell books or you could trade. And I worked for the airlines at the time. I just started there, so I was kind of low on the totem pole as far as seniority goes. So I worked the night shift, and we'd clean the airplanes. And people leave a lot of stuff behind on airplanes. You name it, they leave it behind. So my friends might gravitate towards finding electronics and whatnot, but I always zeroed in on the books. A lot of paperbacks left on airplanes. So I'd get as many of those as I can, and then I'd save them, put them in bags, and then I'd take them to McKay's and trade them. And that's how I'd get my books.
What makes you prefer used bookstores to big-name bookstores such as Borders or Barnes & Noble?
Well, I guess for one thing, the price. I mean, I haven't bought a new book in years, but you're probably going to pay $7 to $9 for a paperback probably, and maybe $25 to $30 for a hardcover. I don't even really know what the prices are anymore. And McKay's, you walk in there and you're going to get a book for $1.25 to $3 or $4, depending on what shape the book is in or when it was published. So that's kind of, I'm all about saving money sometimes. Every little bit counts. And the other good thing about the used bookstores, McKay's, is you're going to find books there that you're not going to find in bookstores. Books that were published 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know? They're not going to be in your regular bookstore. You have to special order them maybe. But right there, you're probably going to be able to find those books. It's also supporting the local business as opposed to, you know, the bigger chain stores. I like to do that when I can, support the local businesses. What was that movie? There was a movie about, it was with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, and she was the little bookstore, the local bookstore, and he was moving across the street, and he was a big chain bookstore with the you know, selling the coffee and just all the bells and whistles. So I like to support the small guy, the local guy. The other thing about the used books that I find that I really like is the book themselves. You know, you get the book in your hand and you wonder, you know, who had this book before me? Who's read this book? Where's this book been? How many times has it been read? Those things are, I know it seems kind of silly, but it's just kind of important to me. The books, to me, a book, when you first read a book, is when you bring that book to life. So when you walk into McKay's, the bookstore is just, it's full of life because all these books have been loved and read and passed around. So that's what's really neat about that. And it's also neat, you never know what you're going to find in the books either. That's nothing ever, you know, I've never found like $100 in the book before, but it's neat to see the bookmarks people leave behind. It might be a business card or an old receipt from some store or you know, things like that. I started putting bookmarks in my books whenever I read now, and I always put them on page 65. I was born in 1965, and usually the bookmarks have some meaning to me or significance. It might be a card I'd gotten. If I got a book for my birthday, I might put that card, that birthday card might be my bookmark, or a note one of the kids left, or things like that. So it's even a surprise to myself if I go back and reread a book and I'll see a bookmark and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember this. So if it's neat for me, when I put the bookmark there, you know, 20, 30, years from now when my kids or grandkids read the book, they'll open the book and say, oh my gosh, look at this. Did grandpa leave this? Did abuelo leave this bookmark here for me? I kind of rambled out on that, but.
That's okay. Since you discovered it when you were younger, how has your experience with the store changed over the years?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Since you discovered McKay's when you were younger, how has your experience with the store changed over the years?
They're on their third store. When I first started going to McKay's, like I said, they're in that little plaza, and it was very small. And then they moved to a bigger plaza with a bigger store. And now, I'm trying to think how long I've lived here now. Probably, I'll say 25 years at least. Probably more than that, but anyhow. They're on their third store, an even bigger plaza, and an even bigger store. It's really big, bigger and better. I like to bring my family there. Of course, I brought the kids there when they were little. So it's kind of a family thing. When I take my youngest daughter there, she's like a kid in the candy store. You know, she runs into her section. Now my oldest daughter, she'll go in there and she'll be like, "Ugh, this is gross. It smells bad." And she'll run right to the CD section. Whereas my younger daughter and I, we could be in the store for an hour and we might not ever even see each other, or we're so engrossed in something new that we'll pass right by each other and not even know each other. We always have to, we'll look at our watches or our phones and say, all right, we're going to meet back right here in 40 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever. So, of course, my oldest daughter's always the first one chomping the bit and ready to get going. But it's really neat. Exchanging, not just with the bookstore now, but with my daughter. We find that we have similar tastes, and we'll often exchange books, or sometimes even end up getting the same books. We discovered our mutual love for Harlan Coben, one of our favorite authors. In fact, my sister likes Harlan Coben also. We kind of turned her into him. Funny story about my sister. They were up from New York, and they always have to go, both my sisters, they always want to go to McKay's to get books. Sometimes we make it, sometimes we don't. Now it's a little further to drive. But a funny story, my sister and my niece and my brother-in-law were here for a week's vacation. And so it was one day where we didn't really have anything planned, and weren't sure what we were going to do that day. So somebody said, let's go to the movies. I think it was my brother-in-law. So let's go to the movies. I think they just opened up a new theater down the street, but regardless. So my oldest daughter wanted to go to the movies, and my niece wanted to go to the movies with my brother-in-law. And I didn't really want to go to the movies, and neither did my younger daughter or my sister. So we decided that, we were going to go to McKay's. So we called ourselves, they made fun of us. So what do you want to go to the bookstore for? Why don't you go to the movies with us? Like, well, we want to go to the movies. So we named ourselves Team Bookstore, and they were Team Movie. And I got to tell you, it was really one of the highlights of not only my vacation, but the whole day just sticks out as a memory that I'll probably never. We just had the best time, you know, just the whole going there and being at the store. And it was just, even today, we'll say, when we get together, we'll be like, Team Bookstore. I'll never forget that day that involved McKay's, probably ever. And if if you ask them, if you were to ask them right now what movie they saw that day, they won't even, I bet you they won't even be able to tell you what movie they went to go see. But we'll always remember Team Bookstore.
You probably know that many people are now switching to ebooks on devices such as Kindles and Nooks. Mm-hmm. Do you see this as having an effect on bookstores?
Well, I mean, it's definitely having an effect on bookstores. It's hard to even, at least where I am, it's hard to even find a bookstore. You know, I live in one of the most populated areas in the country, and I can't think of one bookstore in my neighborhood. So it's definitely had an effect on the bookstores. That's why McKay's is the closest one I can think of, and that's 45 minutes from where we are. Now, there's Christian bookstores. I think there's a couple of Christian bookstores around that I know, but there's no, you know, there's no bookstore in the mall anymore. Whenever I got dragged to the mall by my wife, I could always go browse in the bookstore. Now I have to bring my own book. So yeah, probably the bookstore. It's sad to say, but yeah, I don't know. And then with online ordering your books from Amazon and I'm trying to think. Yeah, I can't think of a bookstore near me at all. I understand the use of the Kindles and the Nooks. It's a convenient. I see them on the subway a lot. People using them on the subway. I don't know. I like to have the physical book in my hand. You know, it's a different generation. You know, the kids are all in tune to their computers and LinkedIn on everything. The newspaper, that's another example. That's a fight I have with my wife. She wants to get rid of the newspaper. You know, she said, you can read the newspaper on the computer. Well, you know, I don't want to read it on the computer. I want to, in the morning, have my coffee and read it by sections and fold it the way I want to fold it and have it in my hands. And so it's just a different time. It's it's sad to see a growing world with shrinking books, I guess, shrinking bookstores and whatnot. It's just different.